Blog Talk Radio.
Of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hello everyone.
You're going to talk first, you're going to let me talk first. What are you doing?
Go ahead, Eddie. You're right. You're the producer. Go ahead first, my man.
You do it. I get it. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Anything But Ordinary Radio on Blog Talk Radio tonight, and our host, our wonderful host, Mr. Michael McCleary, we're going to be celebrating his birthday tonight, and since he's wanting to jump the gun and get this party started, go ahead, Michael.
I just can't help it, you know? When it's my birthday, I mean, I've got to jump right in there and go for it.
It truly is all about you, Michael. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you. Well, you know, technically it is Thursday, but I will accept gifts and take my gift of cash. If anybody would like to send me a gift of cash, just send me an email and I will be happy to give you my address.
That's on its way.
Gift of cash.
I also take other, you know, other favors, gifts, whatever you'd like to provide.
Well, I did have a present for you, Michael, but I don't know if, you know, do you really want it now?
Oh, yeah, I want it now. Give it to me, Terry. Give it to me now.
All right, you ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, it's all my buds.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Michael McCleary. Happy birthday to you. There you go.
Wow.
Bravo. That was pretty good.
Okay.
I have to say, it's pretty good. Hey, Michael, how is it being out west? Tell us all about what you've been doing since you got off the plane.
Everything that I've been doing is like, do you really want to go into that yet? I mean, you might want to take Tamara's call first if we want to go into what we've been doing since we got off the plane.
Oh, why don't you tell everybody where you are on this birthday celebration day?
No, we can't yet. It's still a secret.
Oh, okay.
Well, we've had people go. It's been fun, too, is on my Facebook page. People have been guessing, you know, what where I have been. We've got everything from Fargo, North Dakota to Minnesota. I also saw that I was in Southern California, which, unfortunately, Maria, you know, I'm not in Southern California right now.
Yeah, you're not here.
Like, almost as amazing as Southern California, I will say that, with wonderful company, too. And I'm trying to think of what else. We've been all over the place.
Well,
so,
like I said, this week we're gonna be here to celebrate your birthday, and we're also going to talk about amazing friends. And I'm so glad to have Harry on the show, and it's very exciting.
It is very exciting. We have an amazing friend too that's waiting on the line in the 303. So bring her on.
Am I on?
Yes, Maria.
Hello. Hi.
The three.
Hang on.
Yes, area 303, please. Who are you? I'm sure your boss.
Well, my name is Tamara Schilling, and
ooh.
I picked your little tail up at the airport today and dragged you out to work very hard on your birthday. Very hard. Would you like to tell everybody what you had to do?
Wow.
You guys have an echo in your telephones, just FYI.
You know why we have an echo in our telephone?
Why don't you tell us, Michael?
Well, it's because we're sitting next to each other in my car.
Exactly.
You know,
we need to eliminate one of the phones, kids.
Okay, turn yours off for a second.
I'm turning mine off for a second.
I'm telling Mike what to do because he's been telling me what to do all day.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
that's fine.
You know, Mike's life really sucks because, you know, all day today, poor guy. I mean, he really needs your thoughts and prayers. He's been behind a camera shooting me talking about sex with a really world-renowned sex expert all day long.
Uh-oh.
That must be tough.
In fact, he was working the camera so hard, I do believe I saw sweat dripping down his forehead and cheeks and plop down onto the floor. Things were getting really hot. It might have been the lighting. I'm not sure.
Maybe he's just getting old and having a hot flash.
You know, by the time we were done with the shoot, I looked at him and said,
"You're
Mike,
echoing again.
You've got to tell everyone that your life really sucks because of what you do for work all day." And he just was dying laughing. But we're going to share photos later, the ones that can go public. The rest you'll have to join my membership site to see. And I do guarantee it'll be worth every penny you spend for the membership. And I think it makes a great birthday gift to buy someone you love a membership to my site. Because the world-renowned film director, independent film director, and documentary filmmaker Michael McCleary shot all of these sex videotapes, but they're not what you think. They're very instructional.
Instructional, huh? Well, listen, hey, Mike, a bunch of hands up wanting to come online, and I think wish you happy birthday and stuff. You want to talk to some of them?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, let's bring this first one on. I think you're going to recognize her voice right off the bat, but let's see. Caller from 111111111. You know who you are. Hi to Michael.
Yeah. Well, I want to say happy birthday, Michael, but after the porn story, I don't know if I can compete.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
The instructional porn as that. I will just say what I have to do every year for every person who I sing happy birthday to. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. With a little porn on the side. Happy birthday, Michael.
Very good.
All I say is there was no nudity involved. It was very classy. Very
sure.
Classy.
Yeah,
thank you. I really appreciate it. I really, really do appreciate it, too.
Thank you, Tanoa. That was beautiful.
No problem. Right. Like I said, I can't compete with the, you know, with the membership site and all that other stuff, but, you know.
Well, you know, it's life, like I said, life is difficult. These are these things that I have to do, you know, to pay the bill. And it's really difficult to drive, you know, Cameron's BMW around. I had a real hard time doing that, too. So.
Michael, that is every young college student story who strips on the side. Well, you know, I had to do it to come to school.
Very good.
Oh, man. All right.
I must have gone reverted. Did I regress? Is that what we're saying? I regress.
Well, you know, we got other callers here, too. I'm going to bring this other one on. TM, I'll leave you there, but this one, you know, I think he wants to join the fray, and I think you know this gentleman by the name of Jed Ray. Jed.
Okay, by the way, Harry, 303 is calling back in. But, all right. Go ahead, Jed.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
A lot. Have you been listening?
Of course. Oh, yeah, I was here early. I've been listening. The reason you were sweating, you're in the middle of the desert.
Isn't that what you do in the desert?
Yeah. Well, not those that live there.
Yeah, but us northerners, you know, it's a little more difficult. And
that's
then with
exactly
hammer
right.
Cracking the whip. We're cracking the whip all the time. It's really easy. But,
happy birthday, brother. Happy birthday.
It certainly didn't come out the way that I thought it would come out.
It's all good. We're going to have a great show.
I really appreciate it, Judd. I appreciate it. And it's good to have a lot of fun friends, a lot of people who can just share and enjoy the fun, not get too serious about everything. You know, life's too much fun. To be too
Amen.
Serious. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sure
Amen.
People are going to be like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they said they did that. Or what? You know what, everybody, let's have some fun and just not have to be so serious every second of the day.
Serious? I'm so
good
not
to
going to be serious.
I don't like having fun. I like to be serious, but I'll try to have fun on your birthday, and I'll even laugh a little bit. Ha, ha, ha. How about that?
Mike, I'll try not to bring everybody down. With anything
Tamara,
I thought you were bringing everyone
Nobody's going to go down on this show.
Nobody's
going down. I'm sorry. Between Michael and Tamara, like, we should really be selling this on somebody's site, because Michael just said you got to bring everybody up, and you say you're not going to put anybody down, and I'm just like, what vortex did I just walk into? I need to get the heck game up.
Michael's really into us, and I don't know, all day I've been talking about going down, and so it's really hard for me to switch gears like that.
I have to say that nobody's flaccid yet.
Happy birthday.
Huh?
Happy birthday.
Oh, we got more callers. Michael, you ready?
Let her buck, buddy.
Oh, Michael, where you at, man? You ready for another caller?
Bring it on.
All right, let's do. We're going to bring on Mr. Phil Gournay.
No, Harry, you have to call him pleasure in this conversation.
No, you don't. First of all, I don't know how to top Jet Ray's version of Flip Wilson doing Carol Channing mixed with Marilyn Monroe smoking a cigar on JFK's desk. I don't know how to top that.
Oh, come on, Phil. Yes, you can.
All right. Well, listen, not that I want to bring this down at all. Thank you, Tamara, for the visuals, that is. May you receive all that you asked for. May you find all that you seek. And may every door you knock on be opened, unless, of course, someone's already in the stall. Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, my God. Jed, I swear I heard Carol Channing inside of that voice, and I heard Nipsey Russell. I don't know how you did it.
Oh, I love it. I worked really hard at it.
God. All right, everybody. Listen, I'm on the road. I'm going to come in and out on mute, but I'm listening. And love you, Michael. I wish you all the best.
Michael, I have a question for you. Are you there?
Did we
Michael?
Lose the
birthday? Yeah, we lost him.
I'm still here.
You are?
I am. We had to split up so we didn't mess up.
Okay.
We had
Since
to split up so we didn't mess it up. Yeah.
Since we're all here and Michael isn't, okay, he'll, I'm sure he'll come back and Harry will let us know when he comes back.
Yeah.
Part of this show is talking about amazing and, you know, extraordinary friendships. And, you know, it's times like this when we're together and we're having fun and defining what fun is. And sometimes our friends are our closest family. And real quick, I just wanted to say, you know, he is a very special birthday guy. And Thursday is his birthday, and he's been helping me, and he's an extraordinary friend. So I just want to send a shout out to Mr. Michael McCleary and say thank you so much for blessing us with being born on Thursday, and that what an extraordinary friend that you have been. And there are a lot of you on the phone and on the show with us right now that I want to just say, wow, extraordinary friendships have been gained this year by me being on the show. And I am just honored and blessed to have you all in my life, especially at this very interesting time of my own life. So, again, how extraordinary it is to have you all in my life. So thank you so much.
Amen.
Maria, you I'm are, now yeah. In my head now, I hear the Golden Girls. Thank you for being a friend. It's going to be stuck for the rest of the night. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly.
Travel down the road and back again. You know what I wanted to say,
Maria?
Like, when you said this show is about extraordinary friendships, you know, one thing I was thinking about earlier when the reminder popped up on my phone for this show was when we think about friendships, a lot of times we think about, you know, if a friend is a person who's done something for you or who listens to you. But I remember this line from the movie The Princess Diaries, and it's always stuck with me, and that is, I believe friends are people who see you when you think you're invisible. And, Michael, I think you do that really well. You do that really well.
No, I want you to say that again. Tanoa, please say that again.
Friends are people who see you when you think you're invisible.
And
Michael, I think you do that really well because you reach out to people through social media so well. You connect people so well. And for those of us who are sitting on our little walls doing our thing and then all of a sudden we see a pop-up where you mention us or you promote us or you do something, it reminds us that you see us and that you're thinking about us even when we think nobody else in the world is doing that. So I just want to say thank you for seeing me on days when I am intentionally or unintentionally invisible.
Thank you,
Keith. Good.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's
and
a
Michael?
Massive applause.
Yeah.
I don't
Michael?
Even know. What
that
was.
I totally
that was
agree,
my...
but since you happen to be staying close to me, I would prefer that you allow me to be invisible when I would like to be invisible and not see through anything. And you know. Part of friendship, part of friendship is healthy boundaries, and I would like to not go to bed tonight feeling like you're seeing through and seeing me when I think I'm invisible.
Okay then.
All righty.
I volunteer to have Mike's problems tonight.
Yeah, I do too. I'm all over that.
Hey, Phil and Jed,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
No need to apologize.
Yeah, no, that wasn't an apology. That really wasn't an apology, Jed.
Yeah, use the force.
I do want to say something about friendship, however, in the fact that Mike is not only amazing at what he does, and I know all of you who have ever experienced his professional work will say that it's hands down a gift and a talent that he has. And a lot of us came to know Mike through work, through gifts and talents. And Mike shoots a lot of my stuff. He's an amazing producer, an amazing cameraman who catches everything, and a brilliant editor as well for finished product. So on the professional end, Mike, you rock. And on the friendship end, of course you know you rock. We're BFFs, and that is so amazing to have, for me, to have a male friend in my life who is a friend, who is genuinely there as a friend, and so much so that on this work gig, I have to tell you guys, Mike is such a good friend. As Maria said, they become family, and Mike is staying with my mom and dad while he's out here, and that is so
cute.
I'm hanging out with mom and dad.
I am so excited that he's going to be watched.
Yes, and my mom's so cute. She's like, oh, is everything okay in the guest room? I'm like, Mom, he's a guy and he's a bachelor. He's fine. You know, he's got a bed and a shower.
Yeah, I really don't need much more than that.
If you're looking for chocolate on your pillow, Mike, I don't know.
You never know.
Okay.
But you're amazing, Mike. You are. And you're not only my BFF, my number one camera guy extraordinaire, you're also my family. So thank you.
Amen.
Aww.
Nice stuff. Love it.
I don't know what to say to that.
Like,
I know.
I'm so confused by this conversation. I'm so confused because you guys started out saying that you guys were shooting some type of soft educational porn flicks, and now you're family.
No.
I'm traumatized. I'm traumatized.
Oh, gosh. No porn.
Leave it to the audacious one to have that kind of input on there, right?
He did shoot all day. He did shoot an excellent, excellent dialogue.
Educational film.
About sex and everything to do with sex, but it was very professional, and it's sex education, basically, for relationships. How to talk about things, how to bring things up, everything you could possibly imagine. And Mike enjoyed himself immensely. However, it was definitely not porn, and I think everybody who wants to be in a relationship should be able to talk about all of these subjects.
Of course they should.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's
great
what we're
going
to do. All right, here's what we're going to do. Hold on. We've got other people with their hands up, want to say hi. I'm going to mute some of you guys out. I'm going to leave a couple of you on, but I'm going to bring some people on the air. So,
cool, Harry. Who else do we have on?
Harry?
We have Casey, we've got Jimmy James, and we've got Michael McFadden.
Hey, bring Jimmy. You got to bring Jimmy James on. Michael, you know who Jimmy James is, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Of course you do.
All righty. Well,
Jimmy
is
my music director for Four, and he went with me to the USO, remember, with the girls at Christmas?
Yes. Can I say one thing real quick, though, before you bring Jimmy on? Can I say one thing really quick?
It's your show.
Well, it is my show. I can pretty much say whatever I want, right? Why am I asking permission? But number one, I want to thank all of you for being here, and all of you who have not been on yet but will all be on shortly. I really, really do appreciate all of you immensely. And, you know, I want to just take a moment to thank Maria so much for, number one, we went from being Facebook friends to co-hosts to really great, amazing friends, as Tamara said, family. And I so appreciate you and the time that you spend listening to my stuff and helping me when I need help. I really, really do appreciate you, Maria, so much. You just don't know. And the same thing with Tamara, you know, when she says, you know, being BFFs, it's really true, being a real family. it means a lot. And like she said, it's cool for her to have a male counterpart, and for me it's really cool to have that female counterpart that you can just have an awful lot of fun with and be friends. And we haven't known each other that long, but to be such great friends is truly a blessing and amazing. So to the two of you, and, you know, I could talk about the rest of you guys, but those two, I really, Maria and
Tamara. You know, Michael, I want to say happy birthday, and I think you were off when I talked to you, but you did something while you were on your little airplane, and you owe me, buddy, so I want you to produce that movie for me. You got it?
I will. I already told you.
I'm really excited to introduce that soon. So that's something coming up, everybody.
All right. That's a lot, Jimmy. Thanks, Harry.
All right. Well, yeah, no problem. And actually, I'm going to bring Casey on. He's been waiting for a while. Just wanted to say a quick happy birthday to you.
Casey.
So, Casey, you're here.
Hey, I'm smooth. How you doing?
Evidently pretty good. Everybody
Hey, I just want to let you know I've been sitting in Los Cuatro's Amigos now eating chimichangas for 2 hours waiting to get in the chat room to talk to you. I've been, since you're not here with me in Michigan, I've been celebrating, and I'm currently wearing your traditional birthday sombrero. I just wanted to say happy birthday to you, and I hope you have a great week.
Yeah. I appreciate it so much, Casey. And those who don't know Casey, I mean, Casey has been my one of my best friends for like a decade now, would you say, Casey? It's probably been a decade, easily.
I'm not that old, but yeah. Yeah, over 10 years.
Oh, yeah, you're a lot younger than me, Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've done so many things together, whether it's raise kids or go through life's challenges together. Another one of those best friends is Casey, because he's always been there for me, even when he doesn't necessarily agree with me. He's been a true friend, and you can't ask for anything more than that. And when he doesn't agree with me, he calls me, and he has an honest conversation, and I really, really appreciate that about him. There's so many people out there that will say that, you know, their best interest is for you, and they will talk behind your back or do all kinds of other stuff that really isn't in your best interest. And Casey is one of those that's really a true friend, and I really appreciate your integrity, Casey, because you walk the walk. You don't just talk the talk. So I constantly look up to that all the time.
Now, you're not dying or anything, are you? Because you're getting real sentimental.
You never know.
I'm just messing with you, Mike. But hey, man, you know, I value our friendship. I appreciate you so much. I'm glad you're having a really cool birthday. And I was thinking back just our many road trips and a lot of really cool memories with you and doing a film together. Never thought I'd do that. And just the way that you've encouraged me to step up a little bit of my business sense, and just the things that I've learned from you are help me to be able to do, you know, what I need to do. And I really appreciate our friendship and some, you know, just being able to dump on you sometimes and share what's going on. And I know that it's not going to leave it's not going to leave our conversation. And I appreciate that about you. So, so thanks, man. And I don't know what you're going to do for your birthday, but you know, it starts today. So you get a couple extra days head start on it. So I'm sure it's going to be really, really good.
Oh yeah, if it started the way this day went, it's really, really going to be quite interesting.
Yeah,
on the plan for my birthday, but we'll find out soon, I think.
All right.
Cool.
Hey,
thanks, Casey.
Yeah,
all
thank
right.
You.
So let's thanks, Casey. Let's go over to you guys. Want to bring on Jimmy? So, Jimmy, you're on the air, man.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, Michael. Hello. Happy birthday, Michael. Can you hear me?
I don't know if we can hear you, but hello, my friend.
Can anybody hear me? Is this phone working? Hello?
Yeah,
we can hear you, Jimmy.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right, cool. Hello, everybody. Hey, Michael, let me start by saying happy birthday to you. Have we
Thank
met?
You, we have not. We have not, but I feel like I know you already.
Well, good. And then Maria, I just happened to be on Facebook and saw that you were going live, and she's always told me about this show, and I've never really heard it until today. And you were talking about extraordinary friendships. And, guys, I don't know if Maria told you where we met, but we met in the 7-Eleven. We've been friends ever since. And you never know where you're going to meet your extraordinary friends, and they're all over the place.
Yeah. Jimmy has been an extraordinary friend.
Yeah, we've seen a lot. So I like the show. It sounds good. Is everybody on a cell phone or something?
Something like that.
Hey,
because you are an extraordinary singer, why don't you sing a good happy birthday for Michael?
You want me to sing happy birthday to Michael?
Absolutely.
Do 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 do. They say it's your birthday. Do 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 do. It's my birthday too. Yeah. Do 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 do. Happy birthday to you. I wasn't expecting.
There you go.
Wow. Yeah.
Michael. Hey, Michael. Are there gonna be any dancing girls involved?
There just may be. No, we'll have to work on that.
I heard that earlier conversation you had. Those kind of girls, you know. Dancing girls would be good. Anyhow, Maria knows how to dance.
Oh, thank you. Bye, Jimmy.
Wow.
Say goodbye.
Maria,
I don't know if I told you that part.
Is there a story? Jimmy,
say
is there a story
everybody.
You can share with all of us?
Bye, Jimmy. We'll talk later. Bye, babe.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
I think you have a story to share with us about Maria.
Well, you know, I've seen her at the Playboy Mansion dancing, and, you know.
Jimmy.
Okay. What? Is this private? I didn't get a disclaimer when I called.
Okay, come on. You have to tell them why we were at the Playboy Mansion. It was for a very good friend of ours. So why don't you share that, Jimmy, because it is a really good connection.
Me and Maria work for cause. It's always a cause, because this, because that. And that was because of... Actually, we were doing a thing for domestic violence, and I was playing the music, and she was, what were you doing there besides looking good in that dress?
We brought 20 women of distinction. We brought 20 women to be VIP hostesses for the Nicole Brown Foundation.
Yeah, they needed volunteers. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. So we took care of that. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
So, yeah, that's what it's all about is, you know, helping people and having fun. And that's what all
I love that.
That's all Maria and I have ever done, is help people and have fun. So this talk show seems like fun, and I like the setup. I like the system. It sounds great on my end.
Thanks, Jimmy. We so appreciate it. I still thought we were going to get some really good dirt on Maria, but it was just good stuff. You know,
on,
it was just
Maria,
the good stuff. Just good stuff.
Jimmy, you don't have any dirt on me.
I can tell them what you were wearing when I met you in 7-Eleven.
What? What was I wearing?
Jimmy's got a good memory.
Yeah, she was wearing that short skirt. You know the one. I think it was corduroy.
I don't think so. No,
thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you being on. And I love the stories. Thank you.
I just wanted to share that with you guys. And, hey, I got to go. I got to go do some other things. So I wanted to call in and talk on the radio.
Thank you.
It's my first time calling up and talking on a radio show.
Well,
I'll have you on again.
I will. I'll be back.
Yeah, Jimmy's whole story about his family and everything is really cool. So we'll definitely have you back on the show, Jimmy.
Hey, I got a story for you before I go, if you want to hear it. It's a funny one. It happened Sunday, right?
Is it a quick one? Is it a quick
one,
Jimmy?
Yeah, it's a real quick one. You know Greg Vail, the saxophone player? Does anybody know Greg?
No, but no.
Plays the Saddleback Church. It doesn't matter. Anyway, he's playing this bar, and it's packed. The music's playing. I tell him, I go, Greg, Osama bin Laden's been killed. And so he gets in the microphone and makes it up and tells the audience, have some bad news. Obama's been killed. Then he grabbed his hand and fell to the floor, and people gasped. And we were going, no, not Obama, Osama.
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Oh, well.
Yeah, true story. Anyway, you guys have a good evening. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Adios, Ben.
See, you know what's great about this, Maria, is friends sharing friends. You know, you bring your friends, bring other friends, you bring other friends,
exactly.
And you all get an opportunity to spend some time together. And I love that. So, well, thank you.
I had fun.
Hey,
Harry.
Yes.
Do we have anybody? Anyone else on waiting to?
Is Jacqueline there? Jacqueline Haddon.
Jimmy James has left the building.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye, Jimmy.
Is
Jackie around?
Yeah.
Jackie, but I tell you what, we're going in a little bit of order here. Michael McFadden's been waiting in the wings, and so let's get Mr. McFadden on the air. Michael McFadden, you're on the air.
Hey. Happy birthday, young guy.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, check this out.
From Atlanta.
From ATL, Georgia. In honor of your birthday, you know we have to do it big, right?
Right.
So here's the deal. I'm about to leave my credit card at the bar. Starting in approximately 12 minutes, we will start Patron and Tequila body shots off of Maria and Tanoa in 12 minutes. I need you to be here. I need everybody to be here.
I think I have seen a body shot, but other than that, there ain't no thing happening on this body that's going to be shot.
Shot.
Whatever.
Yes, it is.
You're gonna need more than a credit card.
we're gonna use Michael's black card.
Oh yeah, there.
Yeah.
Hey, boy,
I was gonna say something, but I better not.
Hey, Michael, I just want to stop by and say happy birthday, man. I think like everybody has said in the past, man. Like you know, we've never actually met in person, but through social network and then through BTR, it has been a pleasure. You guys do a great job every week in your show, and you know, just keep it up. And you know, I have your back down here in Atlanta. If there's anything that you guys ever need, just pick up the telephone, give me a call, text me, or whatever it is. Enjoy your time out there in Mystery Land. And you know, enjoy your birthday on Thursday, and I will holler at you, sir.
Michael?
Did you lose him again?
I don't know.
Did I say all that for nothing?
I swear he's in a safe place. He's at my parents' house. I swear it's a safe place.
I have no idea.
Michael,
you there?
Maybe he'll try to call back in.
We lost the birthday boy.
Well, you know, Harry, the reason you have to bring Jacqueline on soon is we wanted to ask, are you wearing your red stilettos, honey?
Oh, yeah, she's next. She's next.
Because, you know, you're supposed to be sporting your stilettos for us, and we were thinking this should be on Skype and be a visual experience.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, she will be next. I'm just trying to see if we can get Michael back. What's going on?
I don't know. We're no longer in the same place. He's at Mom and Dad's house.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even see Maria. Let's see if Tanoa is still here. And is Tanoa, you still with us?
I am. And I was screaming at you to put me back on the line when McFadden was talking about doing body shots off of me. I was like, hey, hello, where's my voice?
I kind of was doing that on purpose.
Wow.
You're evil, Harry.
Thanks,
that was
Harry.
Evil.
Thanks. It was. It was. I know I'm the first one that gets muted. Great. You know you can't deny me, right? You know my title is Audacity X-Ray. I will not be denied by anyone, so don't do that.
Or you're back.
Sorry, guys. I ended up having to step outside because my phone keeps not liking the basement, I guess. So,
He's back here. Mr. McFadden, he's back.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was on mute. Yes, I am still here. So I can't say all that stuff again because it was from the heart and I didn't write it down. So happy birthday, damn it.
Hey, just haven't listened to the recording.
Right, exactly.
Thank you, Michael. That's perfect, actually. That's about the best thing I've ever heard you say.
I mean, I had everything planned. You know, I was just, like, coming from the heart, and it was just so real. And I was getting emotional, and then your ass ain't even on the line to hear it. So, yeah. Harry, you better hurry up and mute me before y'all get banned by the FCC. Bartender, bring me another shot, please.
thanks, Michael, and I'll be flying over there to join you for some shots. We just got to convince Maria.
Shots from a shot glass. Thank you very much. From a shot glass.
Okay.
Yes, that's how we're talking here. She's on.
By the way, Maria's in the chat room saying, put me back on, Harry.
I'm finding her. All right.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you calling in. Everybody's got to check out his show, Real Talk with Michael McFadden.
Hey, Michael, after we talk to Jacqueline, I have to say goodbye for just a little while because I have a little boy that I need to put to bed, and it's not
you.
Yes,
you do.
Oh, Lordy.
Well, you were saying a little boy. I mean, this is a man, so of course it wasn't me.
Yeah.
I thought it was because you were so young. You're so young,
yes.
Michael.
He's but a child.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead and let's get Jackie on the air. Here we go. Jackie, Wonder Woman, you're on the air.
Lady, happy birthday,
Jackie.
Michael.
Thank you, Jackie.
So I just have to say, I am so excited to have a friend that I get to dress up.
Lord.
So I think, honestly, I think what happened to him earlier was he fell off his stilettos. That's what took him so long to get back on the phone. Or
that was what it was.
He rolled around that wax and was still ripping it off.
Did you get me that salted caramel cocoa, honey?
Heck yeah. Cheers, girlfriend.
Michael, we're drinking those while you're getting waxed, okay?
Yeah, I know. And we're, you know, the two of you together are so much trouble.
What
a good way.
Camera. He thinks we're kidding.
No, we're not kidding.
No,
and you
I
are
don't think
so
you're
in
kidding.
Trouble.
I know you're not kidding.
No.
Mm-hmm. So after the black wax, I want to see him sporting fishnets with those stilettos.
God, the visual is just too much for me, guys.
You're gonna be all right, Maria.
I don't know.
It's gonna be
fun. Anything but ordinary radio. It's anything but ordinary radio, Maria. You gotta get into the whole spirit.
I know. I need to lighten up. That's what I hear God say. I need to lighten up.
This is definitely not ordinary, and just think it'll contribute to Michael's extraordinary.
There you go.
Exactly.
And you know, after the screaming that he will endure from his full body wax while we're sipping, and you know, we're having pedicures done, Maria, while he's having that done, so you'll be all right.
On how salted cocoa.
And it's hot cocoa. It's seriously PG. Cocoa, pedicures, Michael getting waxed in some back room with some lady we don't know.
He's holding up tape that looks like a chia pet.
Yeah, we're stopping off at one of those sketchy salons that are in those strip malls with the paint peeling off. Three pedicures for
$12.99.
Where did my show
ew.
Go?
Can you
I have
with the visual of the chia pet, I'm still on. Okay.
I'm sorry, Michael. If you guys do pedicures 3 for $12.99, just, you know, pray for your feet afterward. They're going to fall off.
No kidding, right?
We're not really going to do that. We're just trying to scare Michael. Come on, don't blow on our cover, Canoa.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. That is, like, the best deal ever. If I were you, I would do 3 in a row.
serious.
Girlfriend, yeah. I'm giving you nucks right now. Thanks for going along with the plan. Wink, wink.
There you go. While you're at it, yeah, while you're at it, get a little manicure and a shave.
I'm sure everybody's wondering where did this all come from? And see, this is why you have to stop by my Facebook page, because
yes.
We have fun conversations like this regularly.
Well,
it actually came from a
conversation. Michael, it all started when you were directing and shooting in Malibu,
yes.
and Jacqueline Haddon shows up with the most gorgeous top dead stilettos I have ever seen in my life, and I am a shoe connoisseur. And she was looking, by the way, drop dead to die for, gorgeous anyway, but those shoes. So that's how this started.
And Miss Tamara had the fishnets on and a little
skirt.
Talk about drop dead gorgeous. Yeah, a little effect going on.
And even my fishnet heels and Harry and Michael and and Dad.
But tonight, by the way, we were talking, remember about Jackie was talking about you having to wear those thigh-high boots, which you actually did wear today, in the short skirt.
I did wear those. Jackie, Michael's a witness. I have those to die for stiletto thigh-high boots because I wore them.
I need a picture of that.
Oh, yeah. We took pictures.
Well, what size shoe are you? We need to swap shoes. We need to swap shoes.
We do. Yeah.
I can't wait to
take again, I don't know where I want this show go to, but...
He's going shoe shopping with us. He's going to put on stilettos, and we're going to make him walk the plank.
Yeah, you know what? We could do a reality show called How to Create a Metrosexual.
Michael, do we roll or wobble, but they don't fall down?
Well, when did this become the roast of Michael McCleary? Did we change the rule?
Well, you know, Michael, we could take the spiritual angle and talk about tending your garden.
Oh, no.
You know how you
should.
Michael, wait, before you plant the seeds, you have to dig your stiletto in the soil.
Now everybody just needs to understand that I have to endure another 8 days of this. Another 8 days.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know everybody's feeling really sorry for me right now.
I feel for you, Mike.
Yeah.
This has actually turned into more of a show about women and stilettos. Let's bring on another woman that wants to say hi to you. Why not? I mean, let's just go ahead and do it. Vicky, you're on the air.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Thank you, Vicky, from one of my favorite Californiites.
I've been listening to everything that you've been talking about and laughing about, and everybody sharing the friendships that we've been blessed to have. And I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you for being there, being my friend on Facebook in person, and I'll share a little bit so they know. I'll be quick, Michael. You know what recently happened, and some of my other Facebook friends know. One of my best friends died a month ago yesterday, and she had three kids, 7, 12, and 17, and it was extremely difficult. And Michael, you were visiting, when was it in California that you were here, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago when I was in Malibu,
And it was a couple weeks right after she died, and I went and met with him in Santa Monica, and you're just an amazing listener, and your compassion and heart and sincerity about caring about me and others, it's a huge gift that we're all blessed to have. I mean, you can hear it from all the other people that have mentioned things, and I just wanted to say thank you, and I so appreciate that, and... you're the best, and I'm so, so thankful to have your friendship.
Oh, Vicky. This is a cool thing, too, because this is a whole thing we're talking about, friendships and building friendships and getting to know people. You know, Vicky and I had a Facebook friendship for, 6 months or so. She's been on the show before. you know, go back and listen to, you know, Vicki's been on the show talking about real estate, and she's an amazing realtor, both in California and in the D.C. area. And it was great to actually sit down, meet in person, eat Mexican. What is it with me and Mexicans? It's like everybody I hang out with, it's over Mexican food, but, you know,
she's
and a big,
California.
Gigantic margarita. Yes. A big margarita. But it was really so awesome to spend time with you and really get to know you. I really appreciate you and another great, amazing friend that I'm looking forward to hanging out with again the next time I'm in Southern California. So I just so appreciate you and thank you, Vicki, for sharing that. I mean, it does mean a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I know you know, I did read what you posted on Facebook and what you've been going through, and I mean, that was beautiful. Touched my heart, and I'm sure it touched many other people. So thanks for sharing that and for living
it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, everybody get back to laughing. Come on, where's the party?
That
was real. Kind of shifted there. Get back to it. There's a lot of laughters and jokes. Let's get back to that.
Yeah, margaritas all around. Or wait.
Yes.
Shots of Patron.
Oh, no. Shots.
Okay, that's fine. Patron all around.
Tonight's got belly shots.
Hey.
Oh,
Michael,
geez.
Yeah, it might be your birthday, but you cannot party off of my belly if you want to. No.
That's just the weirdest thing. I don't get it. Why do people do that? I just can't
It's because you're not a man.
You know, whatever.
Thank you, Tamara. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, you know, Michael.
The honest truth
studying.
Right there.
It is, because I've been studying what, Michael? The male brain. It works different than the female brain.
Oh, yeah, we had a conversation today.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to have more conversations.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, here's the thing, and I'll just be really honest with you. I'm very ticklish, so you wouldn't get the shot anyway. Every time you get it, I would be moving, and it would care. So that would be a waste of Patron. And you know, if there's one rule of liquor, you don't waste good Patron. So just take it out of the glass.
It's true.
No, I'm sure if that was on your belly, they're not looking at Patron anymore. But that's just the male brain talking here.
Oh, too much,
you know,
Michael.
Really funny,
too much.
You know what's really cool? I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona, for those of you that haven't figured it out yet, since I'm hanging out with Tamara and working with her on a number of projects. And I'm sitting out here in this beautiful, like, amazing porch. It's amazing how life is has so many blessings. I was blessed to be in Key West 3 weeks ago shooting a project, 4 weeks ago actually, to go running on the beach at sunset, and then a couple weeks ago working with Tamara on the Malibu project, and again running at sunrise on the west coast in Malibu, which is amazing, and here, you know, sitting in this amazing place in Arizona, and life is a true blessing, and it's what you make out of it. You know, it's a blessing, especially to do it with friends. All of you who are amazing friends of mine, that I have a blessing to do all of this with you and share this experience with all of you means so much, and it's so exciting to get to do all of these things that I get to do. I mean, I'm loving what I do, and it's been a lot of work to get to where I'm at, but I've had the vision to do it. And I just want to encourage everybody else, you've got the vision, do it too. And you know what's so funny? I was just looking at you, and that's why I brought it up, Tamara. I'm looking at her across the courtyard. I was looking at her through the window and being transparent. So I know you've got other things to do, and thank you so much for being on the show.
You are so welcome, my best friend forever, BFF. You know I adore you, madly adore you, and you are a phenomenal man, and I will forever remind you how phenomenal you are, how amazing you are, and how blessed all of us are that you came, and you are a significant blessing in my life, and you know we laugh all the time, Michael. We have so much fun. cutting mm-hmm. up and having a great time. And all the while, we also have a very deep friendship and a very deep connection, and we can talk about anything and everything. And you are anything but ordinary, Michael and Cleary.
Amen. Well said.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tamara.
You're welcome. And I love
you
guys
everybody.
All. And I'm going to leave so I can take care of a little boy that I love too. And
yes.
Thank you guys. I've had fun with you.
Tamara, we'll talk soon.
Thanks,
great to have you on the show.
Okay, baby dolls. Bye.
What a freaking vision.
Wow. See, we're talking about friendship, and this is what an amazing thing about friendship. And like I said, one of the things I love about all of you and the opportunity to do all these things with all of you and all of our friends, and it's building these friendships amongst friends. And having Jimmy on earlier and getting an opportunity to introduce people to different individuals like Vicky, I just think it's so exciting because we have an opportunity to pay it forward to each other and to help each other create our dreams. I mean, we have that opportunity to help one another. That's why I'm here in Phoenix helping Tamara right now. You know, your best friend needs some help working on a project, and so you're here helping them create that dream. And it comes back to you, and I so appreciate all of you because I know all of you have that same heart to help one another create each other's dreams.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Well, don't speak for me, because I don't. No, I'm kidding. Thank you.
And hey, Michael, I wanted you to know that in the chat room, Kiki was in there earlier and wished you a happy birthday, but she couldn't stay. So I just want to
Kiki. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, and Danielle Hawthorne said, she put a private note up earlier. She said, you're her brother from another mother, and she loves you. She put an X and an O and an exclamation point.
Love Danielle, too.
Well, you know, if you love Danielle so much, he's on the air. Hey, Danielle.
Good evening.
There she is.
Nice time.
Happy, happy.
Danielle, you see how much I have your back? Yeah, you see how much
know,
that Scorpio love exists? Love it.
Come on, girl.
I just really wanted to call, and I mean, Michael and I have definitely seen some ups and downs and helped each other get through them. You know, I've learned so much from you, and you've helped me so much and brought so much into my life, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh. You know, again, you know, because I know it's from the heart, and I know everybody coming tonight is sharing it from the heart, and that means so much when your friends are there to not only want to stand by you in the stuff that you do, not only the great things, the victories you do, but also the mistakes, the good times, the bad times. Danielle and I have seen some ups and downs and have built those speaker stories that we've experienced sometimes, and it's been amazing because we run a similar story and a similar journey. It's been fascinating to watch how we've kind of like gone through those valleys together and also those highs together. I so appreciate you, Danielle.
Well, there's been sunny days and there's been bad weather, and it doesn't really matter because we help each other get through it. And because of you, you know, I have so many more wonderful people in my life now. The fact that we're all getting to know each other and get to work together and create something together is really special to me. And, you know, these are lifetime friendships that lots of times, you know, the older you get, the less opportunity you have for that to happen. But I've really been blessed because the intention is out there and it just keeps multiplying, and that law of attraction really works. And I just feel like I have so many wonderful people in my life today because of you.
Well, you're welcome. Well, no, you know what's interesting? Because I was listening to someone today. I actually, Tamara and I were driving to do this interview, and I was listening to a woman who was talking on a CD, and she was sharing this whole thought. And one of the things is that we often will deflect praise. We will deflect people giving us compliments and kind of brush them off. But mm-hmm. it's important for us to accept that, because that's love coming to us, and we need to accept that love from other people. And so that mm-hmm. By me saying that, I'm honoring and sharing, and I really do appreciate it, Danielle.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say about the giving. I mean, it starts with accepting, you know, being able
mm-hmm.
to give starts with accepting each other. And like you said, you know, if someone gives you praise, I think thank you is a good thing, and I need to do that myself as well. So
yes.
Thank you for teaching me that too. And, you know, I've just, you've helped me so much with so many different things. And there's been those, the moments that you take me off the ledge, and then there's lots of times that just laugh together and be silly, you know, and just, that's just genuine and authentic. So I thank you very much, and I will definitely talk to you again on your real birthday on Thursday. So enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks, Danielle. And,
all right, love you.
And again, that's why we're so blessed with so many friends. I am blessed with the most amazing friends in the world. That's all I'm going to say. I know all of you out there who are listening say, oh, I've got the best friend. No, I'm sorry. I had the best friend. Yours may be the second best friend, but I have the best friend. So I just want all of you to know that I have the best friends. You can all be second place.
I agree. You do have the best friends because I don't have any, so you have them all. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
Oh, geez. See, we got to work on your positive thinking, my friend.
Oh, hogwash.
Maria just put a great YouTube video in the chat room. Y'all ought to go check it out. Way to go, Maria. You rock, girl.
It's a great song. I should play it, huh?
Yes,
which,
it is.
Which one is it?
Hold on. Let me turn this off, and then I'll turn it on. Ready?
Yep.
I'm always ready.
I can't do it because
oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Let me see you too. Cause I feel about you. You know what song it is?
Yeah, I do. Great song, Maria. And who's singing now? Who decided they're going to sing?
That was me, and then I stopped.
I heard someone piping in.
Okay, everybody ready?
I'll stand by you.
Anything but ordinary radio and the most amazing friends.
Anything but ordinary, we are.
Can I
think we cut it off. I think we cut it off in just enough time that you shouldn't have to pay any royalties for us singing that on your show.
Exactly. I appreciate that. Thank you, T.
Yeah.
For sharing that.
No,
Harry,
Michael, nobody else. Nope. Just the six of us.
Which six of us are still on the line? Who's still with me?
Well, Tanoa and Jess.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, and Jackie, and you and I, Michael.
I'm here, baby. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
What was that?
I said I did say something, though, and I wanted to say when majority of them were still here, especially, camera, but the thing was, you know, they were talking earlier about doing the, you know, the shots and stuff off their belly. They said, I wouldn't do that. And it's man thing. There's got to be a woman laying down to put the shot on for the man to do it. So, take two, thanks.
Lordy.
I'm sorry, Harry, you're breaking up.
See, the nice thing I can do is... I have control, so I just muted Tanoa. See, I just, we don't want to play that game. We're just, I'll bring her back. But anyway.
Wow. This is what happens when you can carry a little bit of power, It's like, watch your back. Watch your back.
Am I still muted?
A little power.
No, you're
not muted.
You're
back, Tanoa.
Mm.
Darius is exercising his masculinity right now.
Mm.
Yep. That's okay. You know, our death will not be denied. It will not be denied.
Oh, my God. That's what
you know,
I love about you, girl.
You know, Michael, I know you did want to talk about, though, a little bit about actually friendship, and we kind of touched on it as we went through, but was there anything else that you wanted to share and have anybody else maybe share about that? Michael?
He keeps disappearing.
Hey, Michael, you're back, buddy.
Yeah, you know, this is one thing about Phoenix, though. It just doesn't like my AT&T phone. Just, I may have to get rid of AT&T at this point.
I think you
Verizon,
will.
Verizon.
Yeah. So did you hear what I said, Michael?
No, I didn't. Please share again.
Well, basically, you know, I know you wanted to talk more about friendship, and I didn't know if there's anything else you wanted to say, have anybody else share, you know.
Well, yeah. Is there anybody else that would like to share what friendship means to them, and if there's something that's gotten them through difficult times? We're just going to spend a couple minutes, but you know, if you have something you really want to share about friendship, I'd love to hear what you have to say. This is really what this is about. I mean, that's why all of you are here tonight. That's why I invited all of you to be on the show tonight, was because you're all extraordinary friends, and some of you have been long-term friends. Some of you shorter-term friends that are growing into longer-term friends, and I know that. So I appreciate all of you, and I would love to have any of your input on just this topic of friendship and how we get each other through the good and the bad times together.
Well, Michael, I'm going to open my mouth and talk. And again, you read this book that is really important to me, and I am blessed that you're going to make this movie for four, and it is God on a Harley. And what this book has taught me is the value of unconditional friendship, because the Joes in your life, as that is the character's name from the book, they can show up in many different forms of friendship, family, distant relatives, whoever. And that you just never know when that unconditional friend is going to show up. And it could be someone that you've known forever or someone that you just met. And but that was a really great example. And a lot of people don't understand relationships when it comes to male and female that can be unconditional and not have anything that has to do with any kind of that kind of intimacy. But a deeper intimacy that brings us to a place where that friendship now goes to a deeper level and it goes beyond, and that is what that book is all about. And so I'm really happy that you got the opportunity to read it, and so you understand my definition of what an unconditional friend is. That is Joe, and I'm really excited that you got to read that on your way to where you are now.
And Maria, and of course, too, you know that our friendship is exactly that way. You know, it's unconditional. Anytime you need something, you know that I'm here, and I know it's vice versa, the same way. And it's a great thing to be able to have friendships and relationships like that with people, no matter the sex. You know, a lot of times we go, oh, I've got, you know, you've got a really close friend that's a woman, you know, and everybody wants to make all these different, you know, we can joke and laugh and go on and on about stuff, like Cameron and I do. But, you know, it doesn't mean that there has to be anything else going on other than unconditional friendship and that unconditional love that goes with that unconditional friendship back and forth. It doesn't have to be something, anything more than that. And that is really a truly special thing. And I appreciate that, you know, piece of our relationship.
Very cool.
And you know what, Michael, just to touch on something that you guys just brought up a minute ago, and you said earlier when we talk about compliments that we deflect them, it's easier to give a compliment than it is to take it. I think when you look at friendship, sometimes it's easier for us to say how great of a friend someone else is, but it's harder for us to look at what type of friend we are to someone else.
And part of the reason could be because we don't want to see what where we lack as far as the friendship is concerned. You know, like I can easily sit here and say in a friendship I'm a giver and I do all these things, you know, but when it comes to a person really, really needing me or really needing me emotionally, am I present? You know, am I here? And, when you know, so when we look at friendships and building friendships, it's not just about those surface things, you know, but it's about, you know, can I speak to what type of friend I am for someone, and is that mirrored? You know, like when I talk about my friendship with you, are we mirroring one another, or is one person giving more, one person not giving at all, and are we just existing but calling it friendship because we're afraid to call it anything else?
Yeah, well, one thing I want to say about that too, though, T, is you know, one of the great things about real, true friendship, true unconditional friendship, it doesn't matter what the other person's giving back, because in the end, it's just about what we're giving. We give everything that we can give. We give all that love, and if the person gives it back, great. If they don't or they can't right now because of the situation they're in, it doesn't matter, you know. It's like you just give what you can give, and it's truly amazing. Jack, are you still there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I just,
say Jackie or Jeff.
I just wanted to get Jackie a minute to share, because you know we heard from you for a couple minutes, but I wanted to just give you an opportunity, you know, before we close up in a little bit. And T, sorry, I didn't mean that wasn't the way to cut you off. I just wanted to get Jackie in sometime.
Oh, you guys do it all the time. I'm used to it. Those are the type of friends you are. No, I'm kidding. I understand.
Tanoa.
Oh my goodness.
Tanoa, what point did you have, darling? She had something that she wanted to get across.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying he actually, when it was, basically we're saying the same thing, but we're flipping it because we don't like to deal with what type of friends we are. So it's easy to say it doesn't matter what the other person is doing, but it does matter because we have to, in a friendship, we have to give that person a chance to really look at themselves and see who they are in the friendship. And if they're not giving, if we're a really good friend, if they're not giving, not that we call them on the carpet, but we allow them the space to learn about themselves in the midst of the friendship, to see why they're not giving and to see what they can do to build their relationship going forward, not just with us but with other people. And I think that's one part that's missing in friendship. You know, we don't allow people that space to really learn, you know, who they are in the midst of the friendship. But that's all. I want to get out deep on this show.
Well said.
You don't just trip him and push him down the stairs?
Can I do that? When is he for his birthday? After the waxing and the pedicures and all of that, then we'll push him down the stairs.
I was wondering why I don't have any more friends.
Only if they're also wearing your best stilettos and didn't ask. Then
that's
you can push
the thing.
Down.
Okay, so I've come to lighten the day. So, Michael, there's got to be, through your journey of life, there has to be one moment, one defining, really embarrassing moment. Today on your birthday, humorous sharing that moment with us.
Oh, wow. Wow. Was there one embarrassing? I've had a lot of embarrassing moments. You want me to pick one?
Did you find a moment that you just had to really grow from because it was so, so embarrassing?
You know what I'll say, it was a defining moment, and it was a number of moments that led up to something that was defined. There wasn't one specifically, but from the time I was in fourth grade, I was the skinniest kid up until the time I hit fourth grade, and then I gained an awful lot of weight and I became the fat kid. And I also didn't have the humor to really like make people laugh too at the time. And that was a huge issue I had all the way through into high school. Even when I lost weight, I had a huge body issue problems, huge issues that I was embarrassed all the time because of who I was. And it limited me in the things that I did. I mean, there were a lot of great things I did, but especially when it came to personal relationships, I had huge issues, and I've had them for years. And just until recently, I finally was able to go, you know, I'm an amazing guy, whether I'm big, small, skinny, you know, whatever I am, that I shouldn't let this one thing that is in my mind define me, you know?
And I let that define me for so many years that it held me down. Held me down, and I let it hold me down. And so I will say, I mean, that was the biggest thing for me to get over. The defining moment for me was to finally accept myself for who I was, to unconditionally love myself for who I was, and realize that I can make mistakes, that I'm not perfect, that people aren't always going to agree with me, and I'm not here in this world to satisfy other people other than myself. And if I can satisfy myself, I know that I did the best job that I could do. That is the best reward we can all have. And you know what's amazing? When I came to that realization, the weight automatically started to come off because I was hiding behind that. And we just had some, like, massive car drive-by. But that was what I was hiding behind, was that issue. And once I dealt with it, everything changed.
You know, as you get older, and right now I think especially, you've attracted a tribe into your life that see
mm-hmm.
you. And
mm-hmm.
you really are the most amazing person. And I don't think that anybody sees that piece, because what I see when I see you is, seriously, even your eyes, you can see right through into your soul. You're so warm and you're so loving. And I just, the first time I saw you, I walked up and I just wanted to squeeze you. I just wanted to give you a hug. You have that, you draw people in. You have an amazing energy. And, you know, I felt so, so blessed to actually meet you in person. But I think now, in the time of your life, that you have, you're living your passion. And because of living your passion, you're attracting all of the genuine and true friends into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is thank you for sharing that. That was deep.
Thanks. Yeah, I've gotten a little deeper recently when I started to discover myself. And I want to say, too, a lot of extra credit, a lot of special credit. And this is one of the reasons for BFS, and I know she's not on right now. But I'm going to share it anyway. Tamara has been an amazing person to help walk me through those issues that I've had and really help me see that I am a lot more than I ever thought that I was. And that has been a huge – and many of the rest of you, too. I don't want to discount, you know, Maria, Jed. I mean, Jed, trust me, has given me a lot of free therapy lessons for the past 6 months, you know. Jed's been there, like, giving me therapy all the time. But I just wanted to mention that. That was one of the reasons I think we're so close, is because she's able to give it to me straight that way, and in a way that I get it. And that's what's amazing about friends. And Jackie, I know that's why I'm excited to really develop our friendship, because I know there's a similar quality there, and I'm excited to play with you and hang out with you and build things together with you. It's just an exciting, exciting time of life. And you're right. That's what we're just truly blessed. And that's all I can say. I was literally crying. Here's a little embarrassing moment for all of you. But wasn't for the first time in my life, wasn't something that was embarrassing to me. I was on the airplane on the way out here, and I was thinking about how important all of you have been in my growth and where I've come, and the amazing ability that I get to do the things that I love now. There was the longest time where I was wondering if I was going in the right direction, doing the right thing, if it was the right thing to do. I was never quite sure and where it was going to lead me, but I just trusted. I had faith, and I just trusted, and I kept walking the walk. And it was amazing to come out here to really, I literally cried on the airplane out here, and nobody knows this. I'm sharing this with everybody now. But I got tears in my eyes thinking about how fortunate I am and how blessed I am to have really important people in my life and to see the things work in my life that God has provided, that it's more than me, it's more than us. It's beyond all of us, and it's amazing to watch life unfold when you simply accept, enjoy, and watch enjoy the little things, the simple things, and watch life unfold. It's truly a blessing.
Mm. Very good.
So, yeah,
Michael.
I'm a big crybaby. For everybody who knows me, I'm a bit of a crybaby.
Well, it's not bad to have a soft side.
No, it's not. And that was what was cool, because before I'd have been like, oh, I got to hide this, you know? And I was like, you know what? I don't care. Let people think what they want to think, you know? It's totally cool. It's totally all right. And Jackie,
hey, Michael,
thank
I just
you
wanted
so
to
much
say,
for that.
I just wanted to say happy birthday. I don't know if you guys could tell in my voice, but I've been in a lot of pain during the show, and I have to go. So happy birthday. And you guys, everybody have a good evening, and I'm out.
Thank you, T, for staying with us. We love you.
Everybody.
But, Jackie, thank you so much for sharing that. I really, really, from the bottom of my heart, that means a lot. That means a lot that other people see that. To know it, that other people see that, it means so much. I just can't express it.
Mm.
Thank you. And you got to know. I mean, I think that you're seeing it now because you're drawing it in. It is a mirror. It's a mirror of you. So each person that you draw into your life is your mirror. And
yeah.
I hope that you feel that.
Yeah,
I definitely do.
I know that you do.
Very well said.
Very well said. Well, guys, what time is it, Harry? Are we getting close?
Yeah, we got about
why don't you tell us what we're going to do next week, Michael?
8 minutes remaining.
8 minutes left. Well, what are we going to do next week? I have no idea because you know what? I'm not going to be on the show next week. So, Maria and Jed, the show is yours next week. Aren't you excited?
Oh, my goodness.
I am going to be enjoying Sedona. I only get a day and a half in Sedona, and I am going to enjoy Sedona fully and completely and give myself the gift of taking a show off to enjoy something that I've never experienced before, but everybody tells me is the most amazing place. I'm really looking forward to, you know, we've got a lot of work here, but I'm looking forward to that day and a half of just enjoying and experiencing a truly amazing place with a truly amazing friend.
Oh, I'll get work cut out for you next week.
We'll make you proud.
Yeah, Maria.
Make you proud. We'll make you proud.
Maria, what are we doing next week?
You know what? You know what, Michael? You don't need to worry about it. Jed, you and I, babe. You and I.
Yeah, baby. That's right. You don't need to worry about it, brother.
That's right. You just go pay attention to your own life.
I am going to do that.
Oh, that's too much.
Any last words from our friends before I close this show down for the night?
Yeah.
I love you all.
Michael,
you did a good job.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, go ahead. Well,
Michael, I wanted to take you up.
Harry, go ahead, Harry.
Yeah, it's okay. I want to just take the opportunity to thank you for honoring me by asking me to produce this show for you. And I want you to know one of the greatest things that I love about you is in this day and age where a lot of people look for reasons to how we can separate one another, be it, favorite football teams or race or nationality or whatever it might be. One of the things I'm proud of you, man, is the fact that you look at people from the point of human being first. And that right there is an amazing quality, something that I've been working on for years myself and got to the point. And I see that in you. I'm looking forward to the day we actually meet in person. I was honored to meet Jackie when I got out to California. When I was out there, it was fantastic to be able to be in her presence. And I know the day's coming shortly where I'm going to get to meet all of you. And, Michael, in May, we get this together and you come down to Columbus. It's going to be a wonderful day. But thank you for blessing my life, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Harry.
And I got to just say, young man, I might get a little emotional, but I love you very much. And what you mean in my life is more than I can say in words. Thank you.
You know, the feeling's mutual, Jed. The feeling is totally mutual, and I get it. I know it, and I really appreciate you. And you know, anytime you ever need a friend, you know I'm there, and I know vice versa that you're there. So
yeah,
thank
brother.
You. Thank you.
Love you all.
Yeah, love you guys too.
Well,
anybody
Michael?
Else? Yeah,
no,
Maria.
What? I want you to have a really good time while you're out there, and have a great birthday on Thursday, and just know that, you know, when you feel like the world is too heavy, you've got a lot of people that are willing to carry and help you carry your load. So that's a really good thing, and thank you again for being the reflection that you are, because you just make us all a little brighter. So, again, have a really good time, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
you will. Thank you, Maria. I appreciate that. I appreciate all of you, my amazing friends, for all of you that are still on, for those of you that joined us earlier, for those of you that I only got to hear a little piece of what you said, I swear I'm going to go back and listen to the recording. I just really so appreciate all of you. I hope all of you who are listening to us tonight and in the archive take the opportunity to sit down and appreciate your friends, appreciate the people that are around you, that are there to lift you up, and that you can do the same thing for others. It's all about how we can give, how we can love each other. Love all of you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. We will see you all again next week with Jed and Maria running the show. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. So go out there. We love you all. Be extraordinary.
I'll call you, Maria.